And because amateur radio direction finding is often confused with the other direction finding activities like mobile tea hunting, the ARRL-ARDF committee has decided to officially favor the use of the term radio orienteering, even renaming itself as the ARRL Radio Orienteering Committee. A silent key to report this week, Allison Happ Holly, KC9RP, retired founder and moderator of the weekly amateur radio feature magazine, the Radio Amateur Information Network, RAIN Report, is now a silent key. Holly passed away February 24, 2025. He had been blind since he was 7 years old, but hosted his amateur radio program by touch and by ear from his home studio ham shack in suburban Chicago, Illinois. He was active on HF, VHF, and the Internet using a personal computer equipped with the JAWS Speech Screen Reader program. He was named the 2002 Hamvention Amateur Radio Operator of the Year, and he was a member of the 220 MHz Guys Amateur Radio Club. Holly survived by his wife Stephanie, KA9WKD. Funeral arrangements are not yet complete. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT not only designs and builds satellites, but we also innovate. Later in 2025, the SDR Gen 2 will be built to fly on the Fox Plus and Golf missions. This is a versatile GNU radio-based transverter. Continuous coverage from 144 MHz through 6 GHz. Direct VHF, UHF, 900 MHz, L, S, and C-band operations, up conversion to 5 and dime, which is a capability to do 5 GHz and 10 GHz. It will also have all modes, CW, SSB, FT8, NB, FM, SSTV, ATV, etc. The minimum sampling downlink rate is 1 megasamples per second. The new satellites can virtually use any frequency combination and mode and be programmed by the command stations. This is the first step in designing satellites to use higher frequencies, which can use much smaller. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.